Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a reflection. My conversation today was sparked by a podcast interview, as a lot of these things are, and it's about the labels that we wear. There can be no right answer to this conversation, but I think it's worth considering for yourself how you think of yourself, how you are labeled. Okay, so when we grow up as a child, there is no label. We are a child. We're not expected to have anything else. As a child, my name was Paul Harvey. That was it. No other expectations. What do you enjoy doing, Paul? What do you like? I like watching TV. I like playing with electronics things and radio. I like computers. These were things that I liked, things that I did, but they weren't labels. So once I left education and moved into the world of work, then labels started to become more important. What are you? What do you do? As soon as you meet someone, that topic of conversation is not far away. I don't think it was so important in my early career, in my early teens, or not say my teens, but certainly in my early 20s, it wasn't so important because the interactions I had were mainly social. And at that time, people didn't really care what you did, unless there was some reason to care. I mean, there was a passing interest, but it was all about whether you fun, could you drink a lot, those sort of things. I guess it was interesting when someone appeared to be doing well, as in dressing well, driving a good car, all the things that seem to be important when you're that age. It's the acquisition of asset. We talk about this a lot on the podcast, is the early years of independence are about establishing your values and assets in the world. So success and achievement and money tend to be quite important. And so there is some labelling that goes on. Oh, John's good. He's got a cracking job with so-and-so, or John is this and he earns a good money. Those sort of things come about. But I think labels come into their own as we settle into a career and as we meet people on a different context. Certainly in networking circles, business networking circles, you're at a networking event and people want to know what you do. So there's definitely a reason for, you're obviously at the networking event to network with people. So there's a clear idea that you are labeled as something. So I would go to a networking event and I will be labeled as the marketing guy, the digital marketer. And then there is the social event that you turn up to, or dating, and you're meeting new people, the conversation ensues, and invariably it always comes round to what do you do? And that's the one thing I think we need to consider. Because it's so easy to define what we do or who we are by the work that we do, by the label that we put on ourselves. And the reason I'm talking about this now is it comes up a lot with podcast guests, because I have to give people a simple introductory title of some sorts. And a lot of times people are kind of going, actually, I don't know how to label myself because I do this, I do this, I do this, I do this and this and this. I've got a load of things to my bow. And so we always settle on, they're often a coach, an author, a speaker. Can you see what I mean? Those sort of things come up a lot in terms of people on a podcast. In actual fact, they're probably a human being. They're a parent. They're someone's child. They have all sorts of labels. But the real question for me, and I'm struggling with it myself, is that what am I? You know, I've now dropped the digital marketing title. I can do that role, but I don't actively seek work in that area. I am a midlife coach. I am a podcast host and a virtual event host. Those are the things I do and I want to be known for. So in that sense, I want those labels to stick to me. And so I will use them around the place where I want people to know them. And on some level, I guess there's a bit of ego to say I'm a podcast host, because it always strikes a new conversation in terms of not many people know podcast hosts. So there is a sense of, oh, it feels nice when I say that to people. Actually, it's a little bit more than just being nice or feeling nice. It's because it creates a positive reaction in people that in turn creates a positive reinforcement for me. But the reason I put this down today is that it just occurs to me that as people, we need to get clear in what our label is and who we are, and use that in preference. I guess we've got to try and find a way of defining ourselves which is not related to what we do in the daytime. Of course, the problem is everybody wants to hear the label because then they feel comfortable. So what happens when someone says, I am a accountant? The very word, I'm an accountant, puts that person in a particular box. So asking for the label is about feeling secure with someone. It's about getting some information which allows you to be put into a box, but it also allows them, the person, to know they are safe, to decide how candid or open to be with you. So when someone says, I'm a tax inspector, or I'm a police officer, both of those would elicit different kind of responses, depending on how I feel about those particular careers and if I had anything to hide. If someone said to you, I am a contract killer, that may not feel very secure, but I'm off duty. That still not made me feel very secure. Humour aside, the point is labels instantly put you in a box in the person's mind. There's obviously a deep need in our society, our culture, that requires this point of a label. As I said in the beginning of the podcast, I have to introduce someone with their name plus a label of some description. But the point is, we are not our job description. We are not our job label. We are what we bring to that job. So for example, this week was Ari Galpa, and he is the number one authority on trust-based selling. But actually what he's about is building trust. And his whole life is about building trust. A good example is my wife. She has always been about organization and beautifying, and she has done that in every single job role she's ever had. But the job titles have been administrator, kindergarten assistant, and a variety of others. And now she is someone who is no longer working at the moment, and yet she's still organizing and beautifying. You see, while a label creates a box, it also denotes value. But I guess where I'm coming to with this today is just for you to consider for yourself, how do you want to be known? What do you want to be known for? Do you want to be labelled and known for the job that you do? And I can understand there are some roles that are really popular. These might be doctor, nurse, or someone in a healthcare profession, or maybe a charity worker. The label elicits a positive response. But it is up to you to think about what you want to be known for and decide on what that label sounds like, how you would describe yourself. What is quite nice, and I've used it a couple of times, is to describe myself as something a bit eclectic. I explore people's life stories. I'm an adventurer. But, you know, I'm basically saying, explore it for yourself. What do you want to be known for? And how do you introduce yourself? And have the conversation. It's really fascinating. When we start to look at some of the things that we take for granted in our interactions with people and actually deliver the reply in a different way, it does open some amazing conversations. If you have an interesting label or want to tell me about an interesting conversation that was caused by your interesting label, do get in touch, Paul at lifepassionandbusiness.com. That's it for my reflection. Now, I have a question for my male listeners. Are you a midlife professional? Are you up for a conversation about your midlife journey? I'm doing some research for the podcast and for resources to explore the midlife process that we all go through. So if you are up for a conversation about your journey, it would be wonderful if you would get in touch with me. Check out the website, lifepassionandbusiness.com. At the contact page, there'll be a tab called Midlife Survey. So that's it from me. Thank you so much for your time and attention, and I'll catch you later. All the best.